Welcome to Keith and the Girl. I'm Keith Malley.
I'm Chemda. Thanks for listening.
And thank you for spreading the word. Today's guest wrote for Triumph the Insult Comic Dog, author of Happy Cruelty Day and The Werewolf's Guide to Life, as well as You Are a Miserable Excuse for a Hero. Here he is, your pal and mine, Bob Powers.
Hi, guys.
How you doing, Bob?
I'm doing very well. How are you?
It's good. It has been way too long since you've been on this show, as a matter of fact. I'm looking at show notes that go back from 2012.
That long?
Yes.
I thought it was a couple years. I didn't know it was, what's that, 5 years?
This is, I need a calculator. This is so long ago.
You haven't changed, neither of you.
Thank you. We used to put in show quotes, just a quote that somebody said to, tickle their ass with a feather, right? And so we would just take lines, and now looking back, I don't know where these lines were taken from, but somebody on that show said 100% pussy our burgers are. Now I don't know if this was Yoda or what, but that was definitely in line.
I'm half Sioux, and that's something we say in the reservation.
And at the time, Bob, we got to know Bob, so it gets deep. And we talked about mental problems or depression. You had, of course, three sisters that committed suicide. You mm-hmm. talked about not having kids because, that's got to be in your blood. Has enough time gone by that with the wife you have now, you're thinking, hey, when something comes up, we can look into it? Or do you know better? No, it's not. Kids are not for me. It's rude.
Yeah, no, we're final on that, on having kids.
And she doesn't go, it's not my problem.
Well, luckily for me, so that it's not all on me, she's type 1 diabetic, so she would also be concerned if she were with, a pregnancy can be pretty difficult when you have type 1 diabetes.
And you'll work on ruining the brain, she'd work on ruining bodies.
Exactly. So
just forget it, sweetheart.
Yeah, if we get bored enough, we might adopt.
Okay, and you were married before.
I was.
How long was that?
That was how long ago or how long?
How long? Both.
Okay. It was a total of like 3.5 to 4 years, I think. But all told, I think 4 years.
Okay.
And we divorced in 2002.
Okay. Looking back, was the divorce rushed? I know you've said you're somebody that you cave easily. It's just easy.
rushed meaning... Could we have given it a better chance?
Could you give it a better chance? Did you know you shouldn't have...
He's already shaking his head. By the
Should you not have been married in the first place?
We shouldn't have been married in the first place. I mean, we're great. Like, I haven't talked to her in years, but it was amicable.
Did you know that then?
That we shouldn't have been married.
That you shouldn't have. Like, we shouldn't have.
When we were splitting up, it was definite that we should not have been married.
Right.
I was a kid. I was like 25 when I married her. Okay. And I
remember you guys, if I could just chime in for a second, it was such a kooky relationship with two kooky people. It was very much like, and I just thought, wow, they must have like something that I'm not seeing. But like this, that sounds so rude. It's not what I meant. I meant it in a really good way because it seemed childlike, because we were all children.
We were.
And it seemed like you guys had a lot of fun together, a lot of creativity.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't get to see anything deeper because I was in show spaces with you guys.
Right.
So that's what I meant by that. Yeah. And I was wondering like, wow, because I was surprised. I was also a little bit of an idiot about what relationships are. I was actually surprised that a relationship, a serious relationship, and people who believe in marriage can come out of something like surf reality, not knowing that surf reality is actually reality. All these crazy people are walking around and, we're just normal people. And it turns out I got a couple relationships from surf reality and mm-hmm. they were very, very serious. And mm-hmm. for some reason, I thought because we were in alt room, that you can only have alt crazy relationships.
Right.
And so I kind of put that on you guys as well.
You aren't far off. We went into it. Like I went into it at least like it was a stunt. She started talking about marriage. I was like, yeah, sure.
How when you know it's like forever, how is it?
I never thought of it as forever.
She was on stage, needed a volunteer. An artist doesn't leave another artist hanging.
I was like, come on, wait, she's not gonna, this bit is tanking unless I get up there and marry the girl.
Do you not see marriage as permanent or at 25?
I do now, but back then I said to my friends, I said to her, we'll give it a year. If it's at the end of the year, if it doesn't work out, we can always get a divorce.
Mm.
And I really thought that when I entered the marriage, and then when I got the divorce, like, you'd think that would make it really simple right. and easy. It was like, you know, the thing, if you think that going into your marriage, everyone who just watched you get married is not thinking that. They actually, like, people, like, you know, your family and your friends actually kind of invest in your, you know, right. in your marriage when they see you get married. And it, like, sent me into a bit of a tailspin for
more
a
how year you or so. How you felt that you were surprised, or the way they felt, you're thinking about how they feel.
I was I knew all eyes were on me for the suddenly I cared.
That's
that
funny,
the relationship failed, you know, and I felt like a, you know,
that you failed.
That I guess I felt that I had failed. Yeah, even though I knew we had, you know, we were both totally cool with ending it. But it was the divorce, and I was divorcing like while I was turning 30, and it's insane to think that that can cause problems 30. But but at the time it was, yeah, I just was going like shitload of anxiety and like
when you date after that. Is it a scarlet letter of any kind that you have that you are divorced?
You're going to be terrible in relationships for a while. How long were you married?
Look forward to that, Keith.
4 years, and we were together 3 before that.
Yeah. I mean, just think about any breakup. Like after you break up, you are terrible in relationships for a while.
I know a lot of Irish phrases now. Oh, will that help me?
Oh, actually it might.
Okay.
It might,
yeah. Chicks take that.
Yes.
How were you bad in relationships after your divorce?
Just sort of seeing like the first girl I felt anything for as like, this is okay. You're next. You know, not like I wanted to get married, but I was like, I feel something for someone else and putting way more importance on that than if I had been dating around for a little while. And I don't like, you know, when you're in a marriage, you spend like the other person kind of is there to value you, you know, mm-hmm. and suddenly, even though you wanted the relationship to end, you lose that feeling of there is this person that is required by law to value me. Right. And so that's gone. So you like look for the next person who can give you that outside value, and you end up getting, I got a little more serious, or not serious, but a little more
involved.
I saw relationships as more serious than they were. Mm. You know, right. I was the guy who's like, we went out once, we're dating, we're boyfriend and girlfriend.
And it's hard to be on,
like, fuck off.
It's right. And it's hard to be on dates too, because you're used to just saying, ooh, I ate too much tonight. Yes. They want to have actual conversation.
They right. want to be impressed by you. And
you're not in pajamas.
Yeah.
Are you concerned at all about that, Keith? Like, is that a thing that you keep in mind?
No.
Is it a thing that suddenly...
I'm not worried. Like if somebody's a rebound or something, no.
Are you looking forward to seeing other people, or are you already
He's calling
seeing
it
other people?
Pound Town. Does Pound that Town? Help you?
Okay.
I just... Pound Town is now officially open for business.
Okay.
I signed my first papers.
I didn't
papers.
Know you could open a town for business.
Oh, yeah, cool. Yeah.
Or
yeah.
is Pound Town like an amusement park?
I consider it an amusement park.
Oh, good.
Oh, there's highs. Uh-huh. And there will be lows.
Is there a loop-de-loop?
There's a loop-de-loop, awesome. Honey.
Well, then I'm in.
Yes, some.
Is it a thing... Here's so... One time I remember a comic.
There's a fire at Pound Town. 17 children are dead.
right.
Parents, come and claim your children.
I didn't have the proper safety procedures in Pound Town in place.
I remember a comic coming on here. He just broke up in a long-term relationship. And again, it was like, it should have ended. But one of the things that he realized was how much you communicate. Hey, I got home. Hey, I'm off to the groceries. Hey, I'm just over here. Hey, like this, just meeting with this person. I'm going to be a little bit later. Like all of that texting dropped to nothing. He was very happy about that. He realized he didn't have to check in, and there was some kind of a relief, you know, to not have to check in, to go, oh, I am just doing the things I'm doing without it. And I think it can go either way. Do you have it? But there is a withdrawal to that, right? Good or bad.
I would imagine there's, but there definitely was both. Like I remember, you know, it was so long ago, but so it's weird to be remembering all this stuff, but I was looking forward so much to being able to do anything I wanted at any time. But I think, like I was saying, with the value of someone else valuing you, like there was someone else who
cared that you got home.
To give a shit if I got home or not. So that's probably what sent me, you know, even though I was excited that I could do whatever I want, that's probably what sent me looking for the next one to care about me.
Do you have any, when you hear guys talk about that, you know, cause you're in a good state right now. I feel like, you're accepting it well and you're both moving forward very, you know, casually. Do you have those moments where it's like, oh, I should tell Kat this. And then you're like, no, that's not where we're at.
No.
Okay. Do you find yourself checking in when you're not supposed to or about to? Or
no.
Are you surprised by this?
Yes.
Does it make you feel funny? Because you look like it makes you feel funny.
No.
How long have you been living apart?
In my head, living apart 2 months, maybe.
If that.
Three?
Really?
I don't know.
You just moved out. I hate to tell you this. No, it's been like a month.
But how long has she been out?
Oh, like a month before that? Yeah, you're
okay.
Right.
Okay. So at least 2 months.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh.
Parks
it's
thank you. By the way, this is my therapist and how I'm getting through it so well.
Do you feel like you're so casual about this that like there's a fear that sets in like, something's got to give where I'm just going to suddenly feel upset about this.
Maybe, but it's going to come or it's not going to come. I was upset. I was surprised how it ended, as I explained. And so that's what makes me okay. That to me, it did, even if you look back and you're like, you're in some friend zone and it's coming up, it still ended pretty cold and fast. Mm. And that's what's making it oddly okay.
Okay. So she did you a favor.
Thank you. Yes. So cold and heartless.
You feel like the cruelty of it made it easier for you to cut
yes.
bait?
Yeah.
Okay.
That it was done through a landmark phone call actually made it easier.
Landmark phone call?
It's the a therapy group that tries to get you to make big changes, but you only have to do it on your half hour break.
You mean the landmark
yes.
thing?
Yes. Yeah.
What do you mean by that? It was done through a landmark phone call.
So they go, look, you make a phone call during your half hour break that we're going to give you before we
She was in landmark. They're telling her this. Yeah.
Oh my God.
So make a phone call that you've been putting off and get this done. You have half an hour. During that half hour, also find a way to have lunch, but say what you're thinking and then come back here where you don't have cell phone service and nobody can reach you. So she calls me. And that's the big phone call.
Oh, my God.
And then you hear, okay, I got to go.
Oh, my God.
Like, whoa.
Wow. Landmark, normally it's just you call someone like your best friend. You're like, I've always been jealous of you and I hate you. And then like you hang that. It's never, right. She ended a marriage in the middle of Landmark. And then she went back and they wouldn't let her go to the bathroom even.
Right.
It's like they don't they lock you in.
Right.
Oh, my God. Wow.
But she got me. The landmark course, so it always worked out.
Yeah, in the settlement, you got a free session.
And I try not to you know, there's no point on being mean or snarky, but I'm just thinking, first of all, this is some fucking gift. And then she asked me, did you call anybody? And I don't want to say it, but I'm thinking, no, because I'm not a baby that somebody can just get me to call somebody without thinking about it. And within half an hour while I'm getting lunch and saying hi to strangers. No, I didn't. But I mean, that's good for you. That worked for you.
If you had paid for it yourself, maybe you'd be like, well, I better not waste this.
Right, $750. I'm making some phone calls.
Make a phone call.
See, but I think that she did a favor to both him and herself, that it was already over. Nobody wanted to admit it. It's been over for months, if not over a year, right? Because relationships this long don't end overnight and they don't end with a phone call. And I've seen people go, yeah, I gotta break up with him. I gotta break up with her. Like, then they start cheating on each other because, like, then he'll break up with me and I still get to be, you know, then there's a reason. And it just, but then, you know, it's his birthday. So I'll wait until, like, well, it can't be a week after his birthday. Well, this is the day we met. And then now Christmas is coming. And it's like, you know what? The phone call would have been the next day. The phone call would have been, you know, the day before. It would have been in person. I get how it seems very cold, but I imagine the freeze was already there. The relationship was already freezing.
I totally, but it just says a lot about
her efficiency.
I was going to go with her. That I don't know. It's definitely, there's a lot. That paints a very
See, I don't think so, because we don't know what picture. Keith did. We don't know how much he annoyed her saying, when she had
I'm
to call him.
I'm not saying he's innocent at all. Like,
Let's not say that.
And I know, no, I'm not saying that at all. And I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that's is something. Mm-hmm. That's a story. That's a story that makes me go the what I did, you know?
It seems something you should wait till the advanced course. That's all I'm thinking. But all right, I guess what's done is done. It doesn't matter how it was done, but I can't help but that being in the back of my mind about forever. That's all. Mm-hmm. That's all. It wasn't even day three.
Who was she calling on the other day?
Who the fuck knows? Right? She doesn't have a family anymore.
Attorneys?
I don't know. Attorneys, right?
So wait,
you can't bill me. I'm in Landmark.
So Keith, you're not officially divorced yet. You just signed the preliminary papers.
She told me the other day there's more papers. I'm like, all right, guess I'll wait for them. You know, you're obviously on the fucking ball.
Do you want to be involved in it? Or are you like, should I be? Oh, Bob is shaking his head.
It wouldn't matter. No.
I mean, if you're not fighting over anything, then right. it's just annoying.
We're not fighting. She has her plan. Do the fucking plan. Who gives a shit?
And then somebody on our forums wrote like, hey, you know, there's a thing to her efficiency. If you would have left my divorce, like my husband did that or whoever, my partner did that. If you would have left it up to me because I'm bad with paperwork, because I usually let this stuff, it would just have prolonged things. So
sure.
I know I'm always like the, let's take the other side. And I know it's a weird story, but.
I'm just saying.
That's all you need to say. I'm just saying.
Yeah. I mean, no, good for her for doing the divorce. I did my own divorce and I'm not super efficient.
You need a witness for the divorce as well, right?
Yes. You need notary, but also you need a human that you know at some point. So, I can't remember why.
So this had to happen to people where, looking back, the person that was the witness to the divorce got with a new wife, for example.
Oh, really?
It had to.
Yeah, it did have to.
Yeah, well, that would make perfect sense. Like, let's invite George over. He'll be, I know where he is.
Right. He's been texting me.
Right. The one time her phone doesn't go off is when George is around to sign the divorce papers.
Did you guys, what's the paperwork like? Does it help to have two people do it together, or does it actually help for one person do it by themselves?
I mean, only if I did it most. I mean, you obviously have to get information, but we owned nothing except for like a couple of crappy cars, and I gave her the one good one that and whatever. No, I did it through LegalZoom. You just type in, you fill in all the fields, and then they send you the filled out paperwork, and then you have to go to the courthouse with it. So at the
and
most,
that was it?
I had to go back a couple times. Like you have to file some, then they send it back to you to sign something new, and then you go back again. And like this was in California, and I at one point I brought the wrong one at the wrong time, so they sent that back saying wrong, and then I had to go back again. And but it's just sort of if it's uncontested, it's just sort of annoying.
How much money?
I mean, for LegalZoom, I did it cost $250 to get those papers.
Did you tell $250 jokes on Twitter or something during that time? For $250, I also could have, blah, blah, blah. Were you going in that direction?
Well, Twitter was not invented yet.
Okay.
On Blogspot,
yes.
I cried my heart out in veiled short stories. But
can you imagine you live check to check and you can't get divorced?
Mm.
You can't afford a couple $100.
Mm-hmm. You know? It's true, yeah.
When you marry or propose to your now wife.
Yes.
Does it have to be brought up somehow? Look, I know I was married, but, you know, I cave easily. So anyway, here it's different than this I want.
Nah, we knew we were together for a long time before I proposed. Okay. And we'd lived together and she knew everything about my first marriage and how it was just a dumb young kids thing.
And you guys are into, what's beautiful is when you're into stupid stuff together. You're both into the eclipse. Now that's, we know that's ridiculous. And you actually drove.
You don't believe in the eclipse,
I
right?
don't believe in it.
Yeah. Who's responsible again? I can't remember.
The Illuminati.
Yes.
I don't mention races. You drove, how far did you drive to get a good viewing?
Kentucky.
You drove to Kentucky from New York City?
Yes.
And you saw.
In one day.
It's so worth it, right?
I thought it was.
Because it's big and it's bright, right? And then guess what? It's not. than it is, right?
That's right.
And what's exciting is
I never heard it put that way.
Right.
Before, is you can have, you're kind of nailing it.
You can have glasses that the scientists at 7-Eleven put together, and you put those over your eyeballs to keep them from damaging from looking at the sun for too long. Mm-hmm. So you have those, and then it gets the sun's covered.
Yes.
Temperature dramatically instantly changes. Mm-hmm. You know, you see
you can't that, you can't make that happen. You really officially, by the way.
You can't make it up.
No.
This is amazing. So you see that, and then quickly you can go fuck you glasses, right? And you can look right at it because yeah. It's all dark, you know. Now that's a race against time.
Yes,
because then the sun starts showing up.
Exactly.
And glasses are on, the tears are wiped away. Yeah. And hair comes back the way mm-hmm. we understood the world to be,
right? And then you count how many people were lifted up into the sky,
right?
And disappeared forever.
Is there a crowd around you?
Yes,
there was how a big beautiful crowd. How beautiful. Mm-hmm. How beautiful that is. And you decide not to just die there. You go, there's even, like, what could life offer after that?
Seriously, I don't know. It's all downhill. I've got to come back and talk to you fine people.
And now you're like, now we
with my new self, with my new eclipse.
Congrats.
Reborn self.
Things, it really.
You were talking about my skin earlier. Maybe it was the eclipse.
Right.
2 minutes of blacked out sun.
You're looking good.
Guess what? No more moisturizer at night for me because no more pores.
You can only do the skin treatment every 100 years, but you are looking good.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So you drive back, and your family doesn't even mock you, or you don't tell them? Like, oh, you have the disease too.
They support me.
I guess it's not the worst thing.
Yeah.
So then you drive back to New York.
Yes.
And you still have your friends and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, some of them.
Okay.
Not a lot. I didn't have that many. I already shed a lot beforehand.
But the ones that you did.
Yes.
They don't look at you like you're insane. Totally worth it.
Yeah.
They don't laugh
at you. They need to borrow money.
So right. Yeah. Okay. So good. The books are working. All right. Now that sounds good. Did you see, who's that? Who's Carrie from Sex and the City? She went crazy.
Is it Jessica Parker?
She's looking at it on her yacht like, oh my God, kid. And she's bawling. She's never mm-hmm. seen anything like it. Now, I don't know if she's just being an actress for the kids or she's really going crazy. But mm-hmm. Did you and your wife end up crying?
I'm more of a Miranda, so I paid attention to what Cynthia Nixon was doing. And I don't think she was able to get away from New York. I think she might have been in previews for something.
So, okay. Yeah.
So she was on a rooftop.
Do you both cry?
Do we both cry?
Did you cry because the eclipse was so beautiful?
I did not cry, no. I cried for other reasons.
We took this trip.
The eclipse hit right around the time that my therapist says you got to get it out around 1 every day.
Right.
Yeah. So.
Wouldn't that be something? There's fireworks during the eclipse? That I can see. But there wasn't even that.
No.
All right.
You don't even care about fireworks, but even that would have made it better.
I hate fireworks.
I don't get it. I think they're. I think people are pretending they're better than they are.
Fireworks? You guys are dead on the inside.
No, they're stupid.
They're annoying.
They're annoying.
You stand there and you watch the same. The explosions are really boring for like 14 minutes, and then there's one giant world-ending explosion that lasts 30 seconds, and then there's traffic.
Have the finale be the beginning.
Exactly.
And that's it.
Yeah.
1 minute of them all exploding. 10 seconds of them all exploding. Throw them into a building you're going to tear down anyway.
There is that video from San Diego where they all exploded at once.
Right, but plan it. I see your social media accounts of your family. You get personal, of course, and you talk about your dad. Now, this is going back some time. This was speaking of 2012, and you write, Dad, I just heard you're still alive and in Chile. If you're reading this, say your prayers because I'm coming for you, you son of a bitch. What was going on then? Do you remember?
No, nothing.
Nothing at all?
No.
So you made peace?
Me and my dad are fine.
Okay,
good. And he doesn't read my social media. I mean, he's not fine, but I'm fine.
Well, so time went and you guys made up.
Yes. Okay.
Did he hurt the family?
No.
Okay.
No, he's a good person.
He's a good guy.
And most of my tweets are lies.
If you are looking for some good news, you recently wrote, we celebrated my dad's 85th birthday tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And the chick he's hooking up with at his nursing home is very nice.
Yes, that's true. Okay. Actually, he never went to Chile, but he is banging someone in his nursing
home. Are we pleased about that?
I am. It's hilarious.
Right.
Yeah.
Does he tell you or can you just tell?
We can kind of tell. There's no not telling. It's just all, well, actually, the first time we started, he was the toast of this nursing home the minute he got there, because there's like six guys and 80 women because all their husbands died. And my dad is one of the few who like isn't bent in half. You know, he's just, his main reason he's there is he has dementia, but it's kind of a fun dementia.
Stud.
Like, yeah. And I guess he looks pretty good still.
Dementia how?
Dementia, like... you can kind of tell sometimes he's hanging out with me all day, but doesn't know exactly how he knows me.
Okay.
And it'll come out and like, just, he'll be talking all, telling a story about where, he used to work. And then he'll look at me and say, so where'd your dad work? And then I'll say, well, you're my dad. And he'll be like, oh God. Ah, geez.
and you still don't know where I work.
Yeah.
But what a great excuse if you get caught fucking somebody else in the old age home, right?
Yeah, exactly. Oh God.
Yeah, check my records. Uh-huh. I don't remember anything.
Seriously.
When you try to tell him, hey.
He was just testing you to see if you knew what he did for a living.
I have some kind
of... If I was listening to his story.
Me and my wife were going through something. I don't know if you'd understand though, Dad. He's like, understand? I got to live with these people that I fuck. I'm with them every day. We eat every meal together. I'm going to understand. There's nothing you can't tell me I don't understand. Bob Powers, he wrote out, graves I will one day piss on. This is in February. Mitch McConnell, every 3 months. Rudy Giuliani, weekly. Now, when your wife's like, come to bed, honey, you're like, hold on. I'm doing my art. Donald Trump, every year. Ivanka Trump, every 6 months. Paul Ryan, monthly. Jeff Sessions, annually. Betsy DeVos, every 6 months. Jared Kushner, annually.
I'm going to need a G-Cal for this.
Baby, we're going to be late. I'm coming! I'm now on Not Worth the Piss.
I haven't... I haven't updated that in a while. I think a lot of those are, I think some might be up, bumped up and bumped down.
Well, here's who you had.
Okay.
These people are not worth the piss. What a life. We're going to miss the eclipse. It's timed out, honey. Not worth the piss. Steve Bannon, probably into it. Sean Spicer, definitely into it. Reince Priebus, not into piss, definitely into shit. Those other Trump fucks don't deserve my piss. Do you put this in packets to get rating work? Kellyanne Conway, probably not into piss, but I won't remember who she is 2 weeks after she's fired. And that's true.
Nice kicker at the end.
Yeah.
You liked it.
I enjoyed it very much. Do you follow football?
No.
Do you follow kneeling and standing during the Star Spangled Banner?
Absolutely, year-round.
Who can't? All right, we'll talk about that. First of all, let me mention Brooklinen sheets. I'm talking about bed sheets. And I love them. And guess what the first attraction was at Poundtown USA? Brooklinen sheets. Second attraction, heavy mops and umbrellas. Because it's dripping, my friend, at Poundtown USA. Must be over 30 years old. Height does not matter. Look. Honestly, I thought I just read, talk about your new bedding since your divorce, and it says that you've discovered. I like Brooklinen sheets. They're not expensive sheets, but they feel expensive. They have the high thread count. It's very soft and nice on the skin, and it makes me happy. Maybe this is why I'm not so jaded. Mm. People go to bed at night, they cry. Not me. I feel like I'm riding silk. Mm. Over 12,000 five-star reviews.
It's a lot.
Damn, that's a lot. I never had 12,000 of anything.
So if you ever hear someone going through a rough divorce, say, wrong sheets.
Yeah. Try it.
Better sheets. You should have gotten better sheets.
Try the sheets, but say ahead of time, if you break up, they're yours. Okay? I love my Brooklinen sheets. Try these sheets, and I know you'll love them too. They were founded in April 2014 by a husband and wife team, as if you give a fuck. All I care about is the sheets. I'm happy for them, you know. The Vicky and Rich, they can go to, you know, the high school reunion and be like, hey, not for nothing. Look at me. I'm the chic person. I'm happy for that. I don't care. All I know is they are good. I guess you care if you like family-owned stuff, if you're one of those people. I don't mind. But my point is, they are good. They are fantastic. And consider yourself getting 12,001 five-star reviews, Vicky and Rich. They cut out the unnecessary markups and manufacturing waste. First, actually, it took some trial. They're like, what if we add manufacturing waste, right? They're like, no. Okay, this isn't working. What if we get rid of manufacturing waste? They go, profit started coming up and quality started coming up. So everybody won all around. That's what's great about Vicky and Rich and why I would name them king and queen of the prom. But that's not about this. It's about you and your bed and quality sheets. Sheets, what are sheets? Look, grow up. When you heat a pizza, put it in the oven, not the microwave. You're an adult now. And get good sheets. How much time do you spend in bed? Okay?
I brought them camping with me. They're awesome.
Yes. I put them around a rock and I slept like a baby. Don't quote me. Brooklinen.com has an exclusive offer. Get $20 off and free shipping when you use promo code KTG at brooklinen.com. In fact, Brooklinen is so confident that you'll love your new sheets that they offer a risk-free 60-night satisfaction guarantee. Try them. Roll around in them. Drop a couple loads. See if these sheets are for you. 60 nights and a lifetime warranty on all sheets and all comforters. No reason not to give these a try. Only way to get $20 off and free shipping is to use promo code KTG at brooklinen.com. That's brooklinen.com. The promo code is KTG. Brooklinen, these are the best sheets ever. If I keep going, I'm going to get angry. You know what I mean?
I know what you mean.
The good goddamn sheets. Right, get them. Don't get them. I don't know. What am I going to do? Change the world? They're the best sheets I ever had. But I don't know if they're for me. Nah, we're that different. Oh, my Lord. All right. Anyway, let's get to something less controversial. Football in the Star Spangled Banner. Now, why we have this in the first place, who knows? We know that it came from the Great War, World War II, and it was to feel patriotic at home. But now, why do we have it? And why do we have it? We don't have it for anything else, just sports. But anyway, last year, it was Colin Kaepernick who took a knee. Now he can't get hired on any team. We're pretending it has nothing to do with his team, the Redskins being the worst team of all of sports. We're pretending that it's simply politics. But anyway, now this year, so many teams are doing it. And I mean the entire team.
Either taking a knee?
Taking a knee or not even showing up to the Star Spangled Banner. This past weekend, more than one team wouldn't even come out during the Star Spangled Banner. And I got to say, I love it.
Do they? So, okay, the sports thing, they have to line up, right, first. And it's like a big thing when they come out, isn't
yes,
it?
Yeah.
So they would have to tell people ahead of time and then the yes. announcer would have to say.
Yeah, they're really not coming out. All right, here we go. Star Spangled Banner.
That's a big deal.
Yeah.
I hope did any of the announcers not get the go ahead? So they were like, the New York Jets. Boom. Try again.
Right.
The New York.
Right. It was Sound of Music at the end.
Yeah.
That we're going to start, guys. Okay. So, of course, Kaepernick, when he took a knee last year, he said it was he didn't feel like he should be hearing a song or put his hand over his heart during a song. To show pride in a flag for a country that oppresses black people and people of color. And now, like I said, you have Seattle Seahawks, for example, and Tennessee Titans. They wouldn't even come to the field. So they worked it out also between themselves. They played each other. They're like, we're not going to do it. You're not going to do it, right? Okay. Mm-hmm. Who tells them? That's what we'll flip for.
Is the coach out? Does that matter?
The coach? No. It depends which team. But for Steelers, for example, who didn't come out. The coach stayed in also. Now,
are you proud of your team?
I'm very proud of that. It takes balls to do that, the Steelers.
Uh-huh.
It definitely takes balls to do that. Now, one person on the Steelers did go out.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, that's weird.
But he apologized later saying, I didn't mean to go out. I just wanted to see the flag, see what was going on outside the tunnel.
No.
He happened to be in the Army in the past. A camera happened to catch him. He's like, ah, shit, it's too late now. And he put his hand over his heart and just stood there.
What?
Feeling
what? No.
He didn't want to be seen like running back in like, fuck. Because that would have been weird too. He didn't know what to do, he says. And they are, in his defense, they're idiots. Right?
It's a good defense.
Right? Yeah. They're all morons. So, you know, he's like, I think I'm stuck here. I could see it.
So he ran out. Like, I heard there's a flag. I love flags.
But he did.
He's like, oh, wait, but today's the thing. We were no doing flag. The thing today. I forgot the thing.
The flag. It's no flag day. Fuck. Oh, fuck. I believe it.
But then why put your hand on your heart?
Because he's already there.
That's so dumb. Like, it's so funny how you're just like, they're dummies. The end.
Running back, the Ohio State. Okay, don't worry. These guys are idiots. I don't know any excuse, I believe, you know? But then he became, he's an offensive lineman, Alejandro Villanueva. His shirt, because it looked like he took a stand, no pun, his shirt became the best-selling shirt overnight of any player of any football team.
Because looked like he took a stand?
Yeah, because he was patriotic.
Okay, but isn't Caps, wasn't Caps jersey flying off the rack too? Like,
this is the news now.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Please. Okay?
So wouldn't that make him feel a little more guilty?
Yeah. Yeah,
I would put it towards like, you know, any. Are we saying
he really feels guilty?
He says he feels guilty
because he didn't stand with his team.
Because he went out
because he's like, he probably thought he probably wanted to go out.
I heard there's fireworks.
No, I'm thinking, did he feel guilty that his T-shirt now is high ranked or whatever?
It doesn't make him look good if he is very guilty.
Would you do something like, you know what, the difference in T-shirt sales is going to, you know, this
I don't know how
college
much,
fund.
He doesn't get that money, right. Does he?
I don't know how much say goes into those shirts. Yeah.
They don't get anything. It's a disgusting business.
Now, Ben Roethlisberger.
You really broke it down there, Bob. Yeah. You really figured it out and articulated it.
It's wait till it comes to me. Disgusting. Ben Roethlisberger said he couldn't sleep that night because he didn't come out. Look, you stuck by your team. Shut up. That's the decision you made. Shut the fuck up. Hey, guys, he's coming out going the opposite. I didn't really want to do it. Mm. I feel bad now. Because, you know, because it's a blue-collar town. They started booing you, and you don't know how to take it. You're making more of a stink about this kneeling, not kneeling, than you did during rape charges.
Right.
I'm hearing more about your thoughts on this than about you in a bar bathroom. So you did it. Y'all agreed. Shut the fuck up. No, I didn't like it, guys, actually. It seems you're mad. Well, later, people will come around. That is how it's going to happen. That's how it happens for most things. And you're going to have to change your story again.
This reminds me of when you were in the Army, that story of when you hit someone in their sleep.
Right.
Because all these teams, you know, Army runs a similar way. You sort of have to be in this one mind or you're dragging people down, right? You're the weakest person, is your toughest.
He was about to be kicked out of the Army, but they kept him around anyway to, you know, do work. And he would have to be in our boot camp type classes. And he would just fuck around. And that would get everybody in trouble. So when he slept, I punched him in his sleep. And then the next day they got rid of him.
They got rid of him because you punched him in his sleep?
Because they thought something would happen, which did.
And were you the only one who punched him, or was it the Full Metal Jacket type?
It was Full Metal Jacket type
thing. The entire platoon?
No, I got two guys to grab a blanket, an extra blanket, these thin army blankets, go up to him as he was sleeping with headphones on, hold the blanket out over his face, then I punched through the blanket. They said later they didn't really expect me to do it. They dropped the blanket right on the guy's face. Now there's an extra blanket there with blood on it from his face, on his face. They run back to his bed. I'm like, I guess we're running back to bed. I'm running back to bed. Telltale heart is beating 1,000, you know, RPMs. You hear him go, when I punched him, before they dropped it, you saw he got punched, then his eyes opened, then they closed.
Oh, wow.
And then he was out.
Were you
was
nervous?
I knocked him out.
Whoa, wow.
Yeah.
You know how his injuries would have been like much less? How it would have been a much less of it? Like, it might not even have knocked him out if he had been using Brooklyn and sheets.
Those sheets would be so soft.
They'd be so soft.
Right. But no, we had shitty sheets, and it was easier for him to rest his head on a locker. He was sitting up listening to music on his headphones. So then he comes to and he goes, what the fuck? This is all, you know, in the dark. Then you hear him get up, walk to the bathroom we all share, turn on the light, you know, you hear the switch. Then you hear, holy fuck. What the fuck, motherfucker? Then he walks out the long way till you go downstairs and see the drill sergeant. So he told the drill sergeant. Drill sergeant comes up, turns the lights on.
Is there always a drill sergeant that's awake? Because you guys are asleep. Okay. So yeah, they take shifts?
Yes, but in a different room.
Yeah.
You have to go to his office.
But there is a guy who's always awake.
Yes.
Okay.
So we get him.
It would just be extra to be like, drill sergeant.
Yeah.
Just, I don't want to wake you, Joe Sergeant. I don't.
Oh, can you imagine? No, I mean, even now during.
Are you sleeping?
Being awake, I don't know what person would be comfortable even going, hey, I got punched. Mm-hmm. So anyway, he gets the drill sergeant. Drill sergeant comes up, turns on all the lights, says everybody stand up. He says, this person says that he was, and nobody likes this guy. Real smart ass, real trouble. And he says, all right, let me see everybody's hands. And so everybody shows their hands, knuckles up. Except for me and these two guys. The two guys did nothing. We show it palm up, probably shaking. They're like, what's wrong with you? The other side. I'm like, oh, we didn't even. So we showed the other side. And he goes, okay.
And were you, was it already bloated, your hand? Did it look like you punched someone?
I don't think so.
But you were shaking.
I'm sure
I was shaking. And you were palms up like an idiot.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. What did the guy look like? Was he just.
Oh, he was smacked in the nose.
Bruised and blood. Was there blood?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
And not to brag, yes.
Not to brag, he was sleeping and I punched him in the face.
But I know that.
So I really got him good.
I know the three of us really exaggerated being woken up by the light.
Oh my goodness. That's just so. I mean, so deep. Such a deep sleep.
So he goes, well, I'll tell you what I think it was. I think you, the guy that got punched, was listening to music. You had headphones on, right? Yeah. Okay. You were listening. And in your sleep, you're enjoying the music and you banged your head on your locker, then your foot locker, where you keep your boots, on top of the locker, fell down on your face and you're embarrassed, so you blame it on somebody. That's what happened. That's enough. I'm going to bed. And he left. If the foot locker landed on your head, you die.
Also, I think a sergeant knows a punch in the face.
Yeah, I think we're good here. And then they got rid of him the next day.
The next day he got rid of him.
Well, because he becomes a liability, right?
Yeah, they're like, this isn't, they knew it wasn't safe. And everybody won. He got to go home.
And you guys can't handle the truth.
That's right.
That was very red, what's that?
I ordered the code red.
Yeah, yes. That was code red, right?
Yeah, that absolutely was.
Now, under oath, what would you say?
I'm still sleeping.
Like, oh, Your Honor, you want to see my hands?
Like, this was a year ago, Mr. Malley. Like, okay.
Did everyone step up their game? Did you get anything? Like, what was the residual effect of it? Was there anything?
He just was in trouble. We did what we were supposed to do. And
no, the rest of your crew. Like, did you get high five the next morning? Did you get?
Yeah, they were impressed. They didn't think I'd really do it. But why do you think I wouldn't do it, but you'd walk over holding the blanket? So I guess you kind of thought I did, but you weren't.
Did
really
everybody
sure.
know you were going to do it, or was it just you and these two guys who were talking about it?
I think word got around.
Word got around that it was going to happen that night.
No, not that it happened that night, but that it did happen.
That everyone was saying we got to do something about this guy.
So I think I was a little badass.
And then they were like, "Who is cold and heartless enough to attack a man while he's asleep? Let's go. Where's Keith? Keith?"
Did you get everyone's extra desserts for a day?
Can you stay up late tonight?
So Donald Trump, regarding the people that don't stand for the flag, was in Alabama. You know, he loves to do these little visits like he's a rock star. And he says, wouldn't you love to see one of these NFL owners, when somebody disrespects our flag, to say, get that son of a bitch off the field right now. He is fired. He's fired.
So smart. He's such a leader.
And all white Alabama loves it. Total disrespect of our heritage, a total disrespect of everything we stand for, everything we stand for. He started complaining about Steph Curry being said, hey, you can come, you're an amazing athlete. All you athletes, I want you to, from the Wizards, right? Basketball team, come over to the White House.
Warriors?
And Steph Curry, the Warriors, excuse me. And that's how much I know about basketball. Harry Potter's, come on over. Gryffindors, I know, made it to the playoffs. So, you know, come on over. And Steph Curry says, I'm not going to the White House. And the president thinks there should be a law. You were invited. So he goes,
you have to come to my birthday party because it's my birthday party and you have to come.
So Steph Curry says, hey, this is my version of not standing for the putting my hand over my heart for the national anthem. I don't think I want to go to the White House. And Trump, being a baby, says, oh, you don't think you want to go here? You're not invited here. That's what he says. You know what? You can't come. How about that? He says, Trump says, going to the White House is considered a great honor for a championship team, and Stephen Curry is hesitating. Therefore, invitation is withdrawn. You get a...
He's so good at turning things around. He's like... Yeah. But really, and I believe that his followers who love him, because sometimes when this happens, I'm like, okay, do you see that this guy's a madman? Like, if Obama said that, wouldn't we be like, not that Obama? Like, maybe right. Pick different words for that one. Did you hit send and you meant to send that to Michelle? Like, come on, you know? Like, that would be a fun joke behind the scenes with your wife, but this is so stupid. But then I think, no, his followers would respond that way. They'd be like, you know what? Then you're not invited to my barbecue, and then feel like they really sincerely
burn.
Have the one up.
If a player, he tweets, wants the privilege of making millions of dollars in the NFL or other leagues, he or she should not be allowed to disrespect our great American flag or country and should stand for the national anthem. If not, all caps, you're fired. Find something else to do.
Well, is that person fired? Did they throw him off the team?
Well, Cap was practically. Like he could, they would. No one would. He's not playing right now. No one would bring him onto a team.
It's a total disrespect of our heritage. A total disrespect of everything that we stand for. Everything we stand for.
We understand that he just doesn't want to attend something of a person that he didn't vote for. Right?
Like oh, this Steph, is. Yeah.
Yeah, this is not...
Well, I mean, no, you can... He doesn't want to attend a piece of shit's house. That's all. If there's a piece of shit living in a house, you don't go into that house because there's a piece of shit in there. I mean, you attend, you know, like everybody's been saying, the championship team attends the White House regardless of who is in office. You know, I don't know if anyone was like not going because Bush was in office or anything.
Quote, NFL owners should fire any son of a bitch who disrespects our flag.
But now he's telling
billionaires what they should do with their business. And right. That's why they all got on the field and linked arms. Like, because they're like, some of them are like, hey, I have more money than you. Right. So you can't, you know, I already gave you $1 million for you to get elected, but now you're being mean to me. So fuck you.
Yeah. Several of the Browns players locked arms. But, you know, when you see the teams that aren't any good. You know, even like when the Redskins did that, when Colin Kaepernick took a knee, I'm like, that's good, but it's not Tom Brady. No offense, you know, or find a black player that does it, but find one that's also making touchdowns.
Tom Brady gave someone an emoji. I saw I don't know what player put on Instagram some picture, I guess, of himself kneeling or someone kneeling. And
right.
Tom Brady just like it made the news that Tom Brady commented with just
a muscle
emoji. Yeah.
Well,
Tom Brady is support.
I happen to bring him up.
Supporting them.
He is doing the right thing. But yeah, it's nice. My point is to have strong teams and strong players, coincidentally, that are making a difference on TV. Also, when you see the Browns do it, you're like, who gives a shit? You know, worry about practice.
They're kneeling because they're tired.
Right. Why, by the way, when you see a team so horrible, like the Cleveland Browns, why don't you always go for it on fourth down? Why isn't every kick an onside kick? Why aren't you just being ridiculous? Because you're going to lose. Start being stupid. Start being dumb and think like, look at that. If all our kicks are onside kicks, we got real good at onside kicks. We never let the other team play. They'll still end up 0-0. It'll be less humiliating. Just kick it to yourself and do nothing over and over again. Like, yes, it's 4-62. Go for it. Fuck them. Ah, we didn't do it again. Who cares? You got to play this game the way they want to. Do whatever you want.
How are the Steelers doing?
Ah, fine, but the season just started. They lost this weekend. They were too nervous about, do I go to the flag? Do I not go to the flag? That's what I worry. I worry they can't concentrate because
that the Steelers played, did they kneel? I can't remember.
I started looking. Some kneeling teams won and some lost.
But who did the Steelers play? Did they come out for the anthem?
Let me see.
In the game that they lost, I mean.
Right. I don't know that. I believe it was it the Colts?
That's another thing that was going around. Like, that was, oh, God, this weekend sucked. Like, when a team wouldn't come out for the anthem or when they would kneel, then, like, pro-Trump people would share the score if they were losing. Like, oh, looks like, see what happens. It's like,
right.
This is the most depressing
It was Chicago Bears. I'm not sure I guess they didn't come out. I guess they did come out and did the right thing in general because the news is on Pittsburgh not coming out. So they must have come out, right?
And hailed to the flag. And
yeah, it does bother me when they don't hail the flag and lose.
Really?
Then it's like, because you were nervous.
I no longer support your protest.
Because you were nervous, yeah. Try to, you know, you got to find a way to do both.
It's either racial equality or...
Yeah, make peace with the fact that
you people want racial equality and a win. But if you have to choose, you're going to go with the win.
They will. Yes, yes. What they need to focus on is take an hour or two.
It's only so many Sundays
during the week, and go, okay, all of you, don't put your hand on your heart. And then people from the town come over and boo them and spit on them. Okay. And then practice begins.
Okay.
Okay. And then we see if they can handle that. The pressure.
Yeah, so it's a scrimmage protest.
Yes. Because there's got to be something, right? When you're doing something live and everybody's on your side, it helps you do better. But if you have an all whole, you know, everybody in the stands is booing you right before your game, it affects you and you didn't practice that.
Mm. But man, in an away game, aren't they all being booed? Normally, like, is not an away game the same as protesting?
The president doesn't threaten to fire you every away game.
He might next week. He might be like, all away players are fired today. What are you doing in the wrong town? Go back to your town, or you're fired.
Atlanta Falcons played the Detroit Lions, and the Detroit singer who did the national anthem sang the anthem, and then when he was done, went on one knee, held the mic up in a fist.
Yep.
Oh,
very,
wow.
It was very moving.
Okay, so that's another thing is, you know, for a singer, that's a big honor. Right. I don't know if they get paid or not, but it's part of your career. And to say no to that, you know, it's a big chance. And the team that maybe you were rooting for, one of the teams just didn't show up, and you feel like kind of a piece of shit because maybe you shouldn't have taken that job.
Yeah, because you're complicit if you're the one singing the song.
Yeah.
And you're not protesting.
So, you're leading in this.
Yeah,
that
true.
Sucks.
But this is what you do now. If you're ever curious, like, well, what if I'm a singer? Do I not sing? What if this is my break? You do this. That's great. I'm surprised
people were okay with it because you still got the job and you did the thing and then you protested after. I'm surprised people were moved by that.
Because a lot's going on and it confuses people.
Okay.
That, you know, I know hand not on heart, you know, but if you're doing a couple of actions like a somersault, I don't know where I stand.
So. What if you're like the pianist who's the accompaniment for the song if they have that there?
You kneel, but keep your hand on the one note as it's lingering.
Okay.
Ding, 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 ding. But you're on the knees.
Is that possible? Okay.
You find a way.
It is if you're an expert.
What if you're...
Put a little MIDI keyboard on the ground.
What if you're on drums?
On drums, you can have some kind of little kettlebell on the floor or something. There's something. Could be done.
I think you should hold up a sign that says, the reason this sucks right now is because our police keep killing people.
Oh, yeah. As a singer, you should just sing the whole thing off key.
Yeah, why not?
That's say, can you see? It's the dawn and it's bright. I think Roseanne Barr already tried that.
She was ahead of her time. Yes. Everybody's getting angry.
And she wasn't protesting anything, right? She just was being Roseanne.
Yeah, she was trying to. She was being. Well, she
understood. No, that's it. I always thought that was their problem. They hired her to sing. She can't sing.
Yeah, of course. But then she spat on the ground.
Yeah, because by the end of her song, everyone was booing her, so she just responded to it.
No, yeah, it was hilarious.
Do you think people, whenever Roseanne Barr was about to sing, they went, I never knew.
She can sing? Oh, let's give her a chance.
We're in for a treat. Oh,
I'm not enjoying her singing right now.
A stadium worker with nearly three decades in the NFL.
Oh, I love this guy.
Ended up quitting his job.
It's total bullshit.
Saying he was pushed to the limit after several Buffalo Bills took a knee during the national anthem.
The dude, it's not his job. It's his hobby. He has a full-time job working for the city, and he makes like $75,000 a year. He shows, like, he probably gets paid like $200 every Sunday to throw beer around.
Right.
But the headline makes it seem like he gave up his living because his team knelt on the floor.
Yeah, in New York, he's a court officer.
Yes.
Yeah, and like you said, $75,389 annually. Eric Nickisher says
I'd be so upset. You're going to put down to the dollar what I make a year?
It's a public job, so you can just find out, yeah.
He's putting the few good years and a lot of bad ones, he's saying, a new era field behind him after several Bills took a knee before Sunday's win against the Broncos.
Never mind what it stands for. Never mind, like, don't even bother understanding it just a little bit before you're like, it's ruining my life. It's actually really ruining my life.
The people who really suffer are that guy's family because now he's going to be around the house on Sundays.
Right.
I tweeted that in case anyone looks at my tweets. Sorry.
Well, don't bother. You now know everything I tweeted.
I only tweeted it once ever. And that's it.
But the weird part is that I was tweeting as he's telling it to us right now. I was finally pushed to my limit today and had to quit. It was too much. I cannot work in a place where multimillionaires cry that they are oppressed. You know what I was talking about?
Oh my God. Wow.
I was pushed to my limit.
I was talking to a friend of mine who was saying the same.
I will no longer throw peanuts at people.
Right. He was saying the same narrative, and it was a shame that I felt I had to take the time to explain it to him. That who are these multimillionaires with five cars taking a knee in front of their golden gates? Idiot. They're not doing it for them. That's what makes it even greater. If anything, they are losing money. They are losing endorsements, and they're trying to do what they think is right. They know they make money. They're not confused where their bank account went. They're not confused if they were arrested or shot last night or not. They understand their position. That's what makes it fantastic.
And also they still are oppressed. Those guys are still oppressed.
They're going to get pulled over.
Yeah, it's not money that just... I mean, I get that they have more privilege than people without money, but that doesn't necessarily mean anything to anybody.
And they're also the same people that these same... Who are these millionaires? Those same people at another time would be like, you're supposed to be a role model for our kids. Okay, I'm going to be a role model. I'm going to say maybe police shouldn't kill our kids. And
right. Well, it's like I said...
So controversial.
You know, people are watching this, and they're like, well, they're watching the news. They're like, look at all this fucking people burning down stores and protesting and yelling. And why can't they do it quietly? Mm-hmm. And a footballer quietly takes a knee. It's like, not like that. Mm-hmm. I don't need people being smart asses. Mm-hmm. Like, what do you expect them to do? Here's the guy that quit his job during the national anthem. The song is about our country, our veterans that fight and die for us. It's just something I feel you shouldn't disrespect that way. I believe people have the right to protest. I just don't believe that's their proper venue for it. Then where is the venue? The privacy of their homes?
You know what is not a proper venue for the national anthem? The NFL game itself is not a proper venue for a national anthem.
Right.
It's the most cynical, cheap, like effective marketing in the world. They're wrapping the entire for-profit enterprise in a flag and in a patriotic song, because you can't get better marketing than that to say this is America. So they shouldn't even be playing it there. It's a for-profit enterprise that they're using the song just to get more, to make it seem more like everybody has to be a part of it.
Yeah, it's a bunch of dudes bashing into each other. Yes, this is America.
People should be angry that they're playing the song before this. These guys aren't veterans. If you're so angry at these millionaires who are whining, why are you excited that we're playing the national anthem right before they crash into each other to entertain you? If it's so much about the veterans, there's no veterans on the field. There are some, maybe.
I was in the Army, and let me tell you, not I or anyone else I was with give a shit about the national anthem before games. Trust me. And I've talked to infantrymen overseas. They didn't care about the national anthem before a football game.
And you're also very patriotic, Keith.
Right.
Yeah.
No joke. I took a flag camping.
Oh, yeah, you did. He always has a flag camping. He puts it on his tent.
What flag?
Secretly, we know it's because he can never remember which tent is his. But...
Which flag isn't important?
No.
Your flag, dear listener. He says he stormed out of the stadium after throwing his Bills hat to the ground.
Oof. Oh, no, not the Bills hat.
No.
Those are expensive. When several players continued their protest before the national anthem, well into the song. He said, during the national anthem, the song that is about our country, our veterans that fight and die for us. You know what? I just have
name the part that says it's about the veterans. I just want him to name the different parts that he's talking about, because I think he's just talking. Mm-hmm. You know what part?
I saw somebody that I went to school with, and she wrote on Facebook. You know what? I can't even. She can't watch the Steelers anymore. She probably has five Steelers tattoos.
How will they make it?
It's like, oh, this is, it's too much. Well, let me tell you something. I will defend this country to the day I die. And it was so hard not to write back. How? it bothered me. I had to let it go.
Are you stockpiling arms?
Yeah, like oh, how are you gonna do that? Well, I have Facebook has stickers now, you see.
Oh, I forgot.
During the national anthem, the song that's about our country, our veterans that fight and die for us, it's just something I feel you shouldn't disrespect that way. I believe people have the right to protest. I just don't believe that's the proper venue for it. I will never step foot in that place again. I will never watch an NFL football game until this ends.
Fine.
Yeah, then don't. This will change. You were this.
There are shows I don't want to watch anymore.
Right. Don't worry. We'll trick you. It'll be gone soon enough, and the whole stupid song, and you'll be just fine. You were this upset whenever they tried to get rid of smoking indoors. It's fine, and you love it. According to his Facebook profile, yeah, he works for New York State courts.
He says he stormed out of the stadium, but there's a photo of him posing triumphantly right outside the stadium. Oh, yeah. So he basically stormed out and then like grabbed someone's like, "Can you take my picture?
Yeah,
because I want to put this on Facebook."
Whatever happened to decency and standing up for what's right and supporting your fellow man? So I just walked out and left the bear on the ground. Speaking of hats, somebody in Wisconsin showed me this picture where they, you know, one of these souvenir shops, and they sell, you know, these, the people for Green Bay, they call themselves cheeseheads themselves. You think we'd call them that, right? They call them, and they wear the block of foam cheese on their head.
Party people.
$35 for these cheeseheads.
Whoa. Jesus.
I thought they paid you. You pay for them. It's then real, you wear them.
It's real cheese, though.
It is actual.
It can feed you for a week.
If it was actual cheese. Actual cheese is cheaper. Oh, well. Bob Powers, the Twitter account is at BobPowers1.
Yep.
The website, which I enjoy very much, girlsarepretty.com.
Correct.
Now, the last time, I got to ask you, Bob, that you've wrote on Girls Are Pretty.
It's been a while.
Has been in May of this year.
Yeah.
What's going on, Bob?
I
have thoughts on who to piss on?
I don't use Girls Are Pretty to piss on politicians.
It's okay.
Generally more silly emotional stories. No, I just haven't. I've been working on other stuff, so I haven't. That blog's. But I've had that blog for like since 2002, actually. So I go back to it whenever I'm not.
Whenever it strikes your fancy.
Whenever it strikes my fancy.
Okay. Also, the books that I mentioned, check out Happy Cruelty Day, You Are a Miserable Excuse for a Hero, uplifting stuff, right? Mm-hmm. Hey, if you got the demons, give it to other people.
Exactly.
Right? All right. Bob, always a pleasure.
Thank
Good to
you.
See you again. Let's do this again 6-7 years, all right?
Okay.
You're fun.
And Keith Hemda, thank you for having me.
Thank you. Congrats on your, this marriage seems to be going good and you have found happiness.
It's going well.
So good for that.
And as I said, congrats, and I'm sorry for your divorce.
Did you?
It'll be. It sounds like you're on the way to congrats.
Do you want to visit Pound Town?
Yeah, I get a little nauseous on rides, but I have a feeling those sheets are gonna cushion my blow.
This one's gonna throw you for a loop. All right, thanks for spreading the word. We'll talk to you very, very soon. Have a great weekend, or have a great whatever's next. I don't know. Check the calendar. Bye. KeithAndTheGirl.com.